CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
Harvey McKay said, "Find something you love to do and you'll never have to work a day in your life." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two playmakers who love what they do. Our first playmaker began his company after being surprised with his wife's twin pregnancy. Well, our next playmaker says that one in three workers have no more than $25,000 in retirement income. With us today is a CEO whose background is in intelligence with both the CIA and the FBI. Well, our next CEO went to work for his company in 1997 and purchased the company 15 years later. These great playmakers are Jack Hooper. Jack is CEO of Take Command Health. And Scott Hayes. Scott is CEO of the ISC Group. And we're going to begin today's show with Scott. Scott Hayes is president and CEO of the ISC Group. It's a full-service financial services firm in Dallas. ISC Group is comprised of a securities broker-dealer, institutional securities corporation, a registered investment advisor, ISC advisors, and an insurance agency. Scott joined ISC in 1997 as director of operations and became president and CEO when he acquired the firm from the founder at the end of 2012. He has more than 20 years of industry experience, starting his career in 1993 at the predecessor firm to Ameriprise, and then working at Fidelity Investments for 3 years prior to joining ISC. Now, the ISC Group corporately focuses on the pension plan and other retirement plan markets, such as 401k for corporations and 403b plans for nonprofit groups. Scott, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Now, according to your website, and I mentioned this at the beginning, only about one in three workers have more than $25,000 in retirement income, and another third have no savings. What needs to happen, and how can the ISC Group help?
Great question. The answer is we have to increase coverage. The 401k plan is, you know, what we commonly think of as a retirement plan, is the savings plan for middle-class America. And in fact, when an employer offers a 401k plan, about 70-80% of people will participate, even those in the lower income ranges, in the $30,000 to $50,000 range. More than 70% of people will save if they have a retirement plan. Now, contrast that to employers that don't. If people have to save on their own, you're only about 5% likely to save money in an IRA account if your employer doesn't offer a plan through work.
That's a big drop, especially when the government has always pushed IRAs, and there's different types of IRAs too.
Right.
But people don't initiate this on their own, then?
They don't initiate it on their own, and that's part of what our job is in the industry, is to increase participation in plans through different plan design features that we have today that incorporate behavioral finance into helping people do what they need to do in their own best interest to do, but they don't necessarily do so. Things like saving early, saving enough, and saving over a lifetime.
We're going to talk more about how you do that, but let's go way, way back to a small town in Missouri where you grew up. Talk about your background and how you ended in Dallas after starting in Missouri.
Sure. Yes, I grew up in a small town named Viburnum, Missouri, in the middle of the Ozark Mountains. I'm the son of a Baptist preacher and a school nurse, and so, you know, we grew up as a middle-class family, not a lot of possessions, but it was a great environment to grow up in when I look back on it retrospectively anyway, with the loving family, and it really gave me the moral compass that guides everything I do today.
Let's talk about the financial business. We're going to talk about a story with a professor that you interacted with that moved you on the path, but why the investment field?
I've always been passionate about it. I think in large part to my grandparents, I credit that. Ever since I was little, you know, they always talked about, you know, they had a little piggy bank at their house and always put change in it, a little coin purse we carried around. I have a very early memory of opening a passbook savings account at the credit union and writing in that ledger, you know, every time you were able to put your allowance into that and save. So I've always had that. And then I remember, too, when I got older, my grandparents were snowbirds and they'd go down to South Texas every year. And they always say, "Look at old Joe over there. He's a millionaire." You know, and so it showed me that there was something that I wanted to strive for and try to achieve in earning financial success and helping others do the same.
Well, you had, as I mentioned before, a chance meeting with a professor, and that moved you toward being hired by the ISC group, which you now own. Tell us that story.
Sure. Yes, I was at SMU. I was working on my MBA, and at the time I was working in the retirement plan division at Fidelity Investments over in Las Colinas. Well, one day they had a golf tournament near graduation time, and I was hesitant about going. I was like, I don't know, I need to go to work. And my wife talked me into going to play golf, right? Tough gig. But anyway, that day I did meet a professor after we were finished playing, and he asked me what I wanted to do. I said, well, you know, this is kind of my idea. This is what I do today. And he's like, I've got the guy you have to meet, friend of mine. I'm a client of his, Terry Hill, the founder of ISC Group. And he introduced us, and so it was a bit of luck. You know, you have to create your own luck in ways to be in the right place at the right time. But that's how we met.
Well, you are, as we talked about prior to the show starting, passionate about, well, helping people, but also in the retirement area. What brought you to that? Is it because of what you saw, that so few people actually do put money away for the future?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. I'll never forget a time I was out in Brownwood, Texas, and meeting with the lady who was going to retire a month from now, and she literally had $30,000 saved. And I said, well, what are you going to do? The answer is live off Social Security. You know, and that's just unfortunate. It's not enough. And so, you know, we have to help people save more.
Well, you mentioned 5%, if they don't have a 401k that invest on their own. Why don't people open up something like that, which, if at the very least, is going to help them on their income taxes?
A lot of times it's a problem of prioritizing and budgeting. And, you know, we as Americans tend to spend more than we save and spend more than we make. And when you do that, if you don't have a budget or a way to put some money away, people just don't do it. So the retirement plan is a great way to kind of lead them along that process.
Reminds me of something I heard about a long time ago, WLO, what's left over. There's more month left at the end of the money.
Right, right.
And the focus isn't on saving, it's on paying the bills.
Right.
Do you have a program to help educate people in terms of what they need to do to put money aside for retirement?
Absolutely, yes. We, you know, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of it's based on behavioral finance, setting up the plan structure to do things like automatically enroll people and even changing matching formulas so you stretch it out. So maybe instead of a dollar for dollar to 5%, you do 50 cents on the dollar to 10%. And people will go that way. But the education is also a big component. We do seminars on budgeting and things of that nature and how to get out of debt, things that are critical to allow people to be able to save.
Well, it's interesting that once you start putting money away in a retirement account, you forget about it.
Right.
It becomes automatic, and you don't realize you don't have that money to work with.
Precisely.
It's a lot easier. Now, again, before the show started, we talked about profit and nonprofit. You said you do a lot of work with nonprofits, too. Do they tend to have more 403Bs than corporate companies have 401Ks?
That's correct. Yeah, they're just different sections of the tax code. And in the not-for-profit space, that is our genesis. We're very passionate about that, serving others who are in service to others. And what we find is that the market is oftentimes underserved. You know, in the 401K space, if you own a company, you know this, you get calls every single day almost from an investment advisor who thinks they can do a better job for you. But there's not that level of competition in the nonprofit space because, in part, they don't have to file a tax return. So your information is not out there on the Department of Labor's website, so everybody knows who you are. And so the lesser competition, unfortunately, what's resulted from that is that oftentimes they're not of the same quality plans that you get in the 401k space. They don't have the fee transparency, the low cost, all that's very, very common in the 401k space. So we take the 401k approach into the nonprofit space when we advise our clients.
You have something interesting, Scott, on your website, which is a 3-minute retirement plan assessment. Can anybody do that? And tell us how that works.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for asking.
And tell them your website, too.
Right. The address is www.iscgroup.com. And the assessment we put out there is made for a plan sponsor that just wants to check on their plan. You go in, you answer a series of questions. Do you have automatic enrollment, like we've been speaking about? Do you match? Do you have an investment committee? How often do you meet? Some questions like that. And when you hit submit, you get instant feedback on how your plan ranks compared to industry averages. So it'll tell you you're in this, you know, 60% of employers do that or whatever. And then if at your option, you'll have the ability to ask for a meeting if you'd like a complimentary plan review. And you can also download a fiduciary checklist. The Department of Labor requires that you do certain things in the administration of a plan. And with that checklist, it's just a tool for you to use. Pop it in your file. Check it off to show them that you're doing what you're supposed to do.
So is this for companies, not for individuals?
That is for employers, yes,
okay,
sir.
So they can check that. And there's no nothing else they have to do. If they want to contact you, they can. Or
right.
You can contact them if you want them to. It's interesting how few people – one of the other things I think I saw on your website was the fact that the median household average retirement savings is $3,000. So you must have a kind of a quest to get people to take money out of their income and invest it.
It's an uphill battle for sure, and you know. But then again, the 401k is the retirement savings plan for middle class America. 80% of people that are in 401ks make less than $80,000 a year, and so since it is the vehicle, we have to do everything we can as an industry and lobbying those in charge of the laws that you know we're subject to improve accessibility and help people do what they need to do.
Well, this is Playmakers Talk Show, and in the time you've owned ISC Group, you've had some playmaking moves. You had to make some changes over the 15 years. Talk about some of the things you had to do which really weren't comfortable for you.
One of the biggest and the best business decisions we ever made was to divest of one division of our company, actually. We were in the record-keeping business in addition to being the investment advisors and plan consultants. We also counted the beans, you know, so we put together, we mailed out the statements, did the tax returns and all of that. That wasn't our core competency. We had seven people that were full-time plan administrators in that division, and so we decided to take it out to bid, got quotes nationwide, and we chose a company that was actually able to employ all seven of those folks when we jettisoned the division. But looking back on it, it was a wonderful decision because it enabled us to focus really on our core competency.
Can you think of anything in that, the last 19 years, because you started with her in 1997, can you think of anything specific that was a playmaking move, something that turned the company around, that got you to where you are right now?
Well, that was really one of them, because we had our satisfaction scores with our clients was not very high. We had actually at the time lost a couple of clients, and when we got rid of that division, since then we've had much more client-centric focus, and it's been very positive for us in terms of our reputation in the industry and the not-for-profit space and our growth.
Okay. One of the things you have on your website also, it says, "I'll do it tomorrow." That's a common cry of roughly 35% of workers. Also, you mentioned that on your website, 44% of workers over 40 are at risk of lacking adequate savings for retirement. If people don't have this, what's outside of being on Social Security, what's the downside to not saving?
Dying broke.
And that's dying broke is what I was looking for, and that's the negative, and you can help them turn that around.
That's our goal, yes, sir.
Good. Tell them one more time what your website is.
www.iscgroup.com.
Well, Scott, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Scott Hayes is the CEO of the ISC Group. As he just mentioned, it's iscgroup.com. Don't go away. We have more. We're going to talk health with the CEO of Take Command Health. His name is Jack Hooper. Back with Jack right after this.
Operation Kindness is the original and largest no-kill animal shelter in North Texas, having saved more than 80,000 cats and dogs over almost 40 years. On a day-to-day basis, Operation Kindness cares for approximately 300 cats and dogs, with another 150 in foster homes. In the past 12 months, more than 4,200 homeless cats and dogs have received medical care, clean shelter, nutritious food, and playtime until they were adopted into a new forever home. Go to OperationKindness.org to adopt or foster a dog or cat, donate or volunteer. That's OperationKindness.org.
Wipe Out Kids Cancer is a Dallas-based nonprofit organization founded in 1980 dedicated to raising awareness and funding for pediatric cancer research on a national basis. Wipe Out Kids Cancer has raised over $4 million in the crusade against pediatric cancer and spent over 30 years developing programs to not only fight childhood cancer, but to also provide hope and support to kids and families battling cancer. Our mission is to work relentlessly for a day when children are living cancer-free. You can help make a difference. Go to WOKC.org to donate or volunteer. That's WOKC.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we're going to talk health with Jack Hooper. Jack is CEO, or the chief victim of overpriced health insurance, and that's for Take Command Health, a website and app that helps individuals make smart health insurance decisions. Unlike healthcare.gov and other sites that just list plans, Take Command Health uses a simple TurboTax-like interview, asking about doctors, prescriptions, and health needs, and then analyzes all the plans available to make a recommendation. Take Command Health started when founder Jack Hooper and his wife Brittany were surprised with a twin pregnancy. Jack and Brittany had just moved from Texas to Philadelphia to start business school at Wharton, leaving their jobs and families behind and moving into a one-bedroom apartment in downtown Philadelphia. Trying to figure out how much twins were going to cost was a mess. Jack used his time in graduate school to focus on healthcare transparency. With Obamacare rolling out and more people in need of help choosing plans, Jack founded Take Command Health to be a personal health advocate and service for individuals. Interesting. We're going to find out all about that, Jack. Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
Well, interestingly, you had another career prior to that. How does working intelligence as an analyst for the CIA and the FBI prepare you to start your own business?
Well, it's quite a bit of a career change, as you can imagine, going from intelligence and counterterrorism to health insurance. But the one thing it really taught me was how to look at data objectively and how to think clearly through difficult problems. One of the things I did as an analyst was I had the opportunity to brief several generals and even the president on a few times on overseas operations. And although it's quite a bit of a stretch to say that's similar to health insurance, really you look at health insurance and it's so confusing, such a black box. Helping consumers understand what's going on, just like we did policymakers understand what's going on in the world, there are some interesting parallels, although it's very different industries.
I would also think that understanding how and using data, understanding that when you're working for the FBI and the CIA also helped as you developed your company.
Absolutely. I think a big lesson learned for me was you can guess at how to fix a problem or you can try to really understand the problems, the motivations behind it, and really use data and research and analysis to try to solve it. It's that same kind of rigor we brought from the intelligence world to health insurance to help people.
So I mentioned what you do at the beginning, mm-hmm. but tell us what your business is.
So Take Command Health is all about putting the power of consumerism into individuals' hands when they're making a health insurance choice. So this is right now we're focused on individuals that are not covered by a group plan through work. And that's actually the fastest growing market out there with Obamacare. That's going to triple to hit about 30 to 40 million in the next 2 or 3 years. So more people need help choosing. But right now, the current state of the industry is set up that, you have brokers and HR personnel. But if you're on your own, if you're an independent real estate agent or attorney or part-time worker, you have no one to help you out. And that's the void we want to fill.
I would even think that even HR managers don't have all the information either.
Right.
And you're getting bombarded by all these commercials, all these ads about mm-hmm. where to go, and you have no idea. So how does your website and app work? How does that help me, who's looking for a health plan, to keep my expenses down and also understand what's most important for my family and myself?
Well, the great thing, one of the good things ACA, the Affordable Care Act, has done is provide more choice to individuals like you. And that's a good thing. But the problem is you log on to healthcare.gov or one of the other kind of dozens of quoting websites, we'll call it, where you can look at premiums and deductibles and sort and filter. And if you work at a company, you might be choosing between 2 or 3 plans. If you're on your own, you likely have 50 to 80 plans, depending on where you live. And that can be pretty overwhelming. And what we found is a lot of people actually make a suboptimal choice. So what our software does is we walk you through step by step. If you think like TurboTax does for your taxes.
So you can go on your website and step by step it walks you through just answering questions.
Answering questions at TakeCommandHealth.com. We walk you through one question at a time, and we've put some really powerful data features in there. For instance, we've developed a universal doctor search or a prescription search. So if you tell us, I need Dr. Smith in network, we'll search all the plans, all the variations to find Dr. Smith. A really novel thing we've done we're excited about is our condition database, our cost estimator. So for instance, my story with twins, you can now go on our website and say, hey, I'm going to have twins. We run all the analysis on plans. We have a database with over 13 million actual health transactions. We'll run the numbers for you and say, okay, your best bet is going to be this plan from Aetna or this plan from Blue Cross or Humana, and we'll provide the reasons and analysis why.
Well, there's a lot of mistakes that people make as they're buying health plans. I would think that two of them would be, I want the lowest payment possible per month and the best deductible. Are those two mistakes people make when they're focusing just on those two things?
Yes. Sadly, we did a little research when I was in grad school and gave people, other college-educated graduate students four plan options and said, all right, you got plan A, B, C, and D. You're going to need to choose which plan is going to fit you best. And we would tell them the scenario. So you're going to have X number of doctor's visits, this deductible. And over 88% of people got it wrong. Not because they're not smart, but because when you factor in all the different deductibles and copayments and coinsurance, it gets extremely confusing. So what we do is untangle that for everyone. And we really want to look at the total cost, your total out-of-pocket cost, which includes your premiums, as well as what you're going to pay when you see a doctor or need care. A lot of people will overweight the premium or the deductible and make a suboptimal decision.
So you're helping people make decisions based on the real information that they have,
right,
and no one else. Because most, I would think that most people are a little bit biased as they're talking to them. But there are changes going on in the market. What's going on? I know one of them happens to be UnitedHealthcare. What is changing?
Well, there's been a little bit of uncertainty in the individual health market lately. Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, is 3 years old. There's still some settling to do. And there's likely changes on the horizon when you look at the political situation and the election coming up. You see big news, United Healthcare pulling out of the market in the last few months. And really, it kind of catches the headlines. It's really a political football right now. The reality is United, they've made their bread and butter with the large group plans, and they're really not set up very well to do individual. What you're seeing, though, that's kind of exciting is a lot of smaller insurers. Oscar is a great example here in Dallas, founded in New York a few years ago. That's really built on technology. They have a fascinating app. And you're seeing insurers like those enter the market in place of United. So people get scared when they're like, oh, United's getting out, but you got to look at what's coming in. And I think as an individual, you're going to find yourself in a good spot in a few years. There's definitely a learning curve, though.
So I can go on your website. I can put all my information in. It tells me what I should do. But how do you make money?
So we're a licensed broker in the state of Texas. So we make a commission on plans that we sell. One of the things that we do, though, we're very proud of is we don't prioritize our rank or rank our plans based on the commissions that we receive. So there's some websites out there. They'll make a, quote, recommendation for you, end quote, but it also happens to be the plan that's the highest commission paying plan for them that year. What we do instead is we really just look at your data. We want to be on your side and help you make a good decision because we know if we help you and you're pleased with your health plan, you're going to come back and be a Take Command Health customer next year and the year after that. And we want you to shop each year. The plans change. The doctor's networks change. The prescription coverage changes. You really need to stay on top of it each year, and that's what we can help you do.
So you must have a low-key close to get them to purchase one of those plans then?
Oh, we make sure it works for us. We won't offer plans if we can't stay in business. But really, most of the plans are fairly similar on the commissions that they pay. So if one pays 0.5% lower or a percent lower, it doesn't faze us. We want you as a customer for life.
So you're not concerned which plan I buy.
No.
You just like to do business with me if it works out.
Correct. We want. I always tell people a lot of people come to us asking for a magic solution with health insurance. And the reality is it's going to be expensive. Premiums are going to go up again this year as we're starting to see the filings come out.
For a lot of people, it's almost like a mortgage.
It's I think health for so long was such a side thought. It was such a low-cost expense. A lot of times you didn't have it as an individual. Now that it's crept up and gotten so expensive, it is close to second mortgage. In fact, it's usually the number two expense behind a household for a household behind their mortgage. So you're seeing people pay more attention, and I think that's actually good in the long run. Not that it's expensive. That's not good. There's things we need to do to fix that. But that consumers are getting more involved. If you think about how smart we are as a society when we buy TVs or cars or cell phones, you know, those markets work because we're smart about it. With health insurance, it's never going to be as perfect because there's a bit of...
There's so many variables.
But we can do much better. We need to stop swiping our card and then being frustrated when we get a bill 6 months later that we don't understand. It's on us to make better decisions.
Now, I have an HSA, health savings account. How does that impact in how you're working with your customers?
We love HSAs. You know, one thing, a big trend we're seeing in the market is higher deductible plans. It's very rare to find a plan that has under $1,000 deductible now. So as you're seeing these deductibles go up and consumers are paying more of the first dollar payments, an HSA is a great vehicle because it allows you to take a tax deduction on those payments.
And you're self-funding on the low end.
Right, self-funding on the low end. And then you're covered. A lot of people will panic, well, if an HSA and a high deductible, you know, what happens if I get cancer or, you know, have a heart attack or a serious hospital stay? The reality is a lot of those plans are very similar even with the gold and platinum low deductible plans with their max out-of-pocket payments. So people will look at the deductibles and get scared and not understand how an HSA works. It's as simple as opening a savings account at your bank. We can help you do it. We'll show you how to use it and how to maximize it. At the end of the day, it's an instant 30% discount or whatever your tax bracket is, an instant discount on your health.
And you have money to take care of things on low end like buying prescriptions, et cetera. So what is the goal for Take Command Health? Where do you want to go from here?
Our goal is to continue to grow. Right now, we're just in Texas, but looking to add a few more states in the next few months. And we really want to be your health advocate. So right now, we focused on bringing data and analysis to helping you choose a plan. In the next few months, we're very excited. We're rolling out a platform to help people use their plan. So if you need to see a doctor, let's understand what your options would be. With telemedicine now and other online options, that are much cheaper than going to the doctor. You know, maybe for some simple things, we can help you cut costs that way. If you need prescriptions, you know, looking at all your mail order and discount and pharmacy options, you know, a lot of times one drug can be 100% more expensive, you know, down the road at one pharmacy versus the other. And the more we can untangle that and help people understand how to use their plan, that's really our full vision, is to be a full kind of data-oriented consumer-centric support platform for health insurance.
Well, tell everybody where they can take the analysis on your website.
Sure. You know, right at takecommandhealth.com. There's an easy menu right there to help you get launched in, and we're available by chat and email to support and help.
Well, Jack, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks, Steve. Really a pleasure.
Jack Hooper is the CEO of Take Command Health. That's takecommandhealth.com. This has been a terrific show. Thank you for being Playmakers. We had our first guest, which is Scott Hayes. Scott is CEO of the ISC Group, and we just spoke with Jack Hooper. He is the CEO of Take Command Health. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting Playmakers.